Are we winning? How do you answer that question? Depends upon the issue, I suppose. We know what it means to win in academics or sports or elections, but I'm interested tonight in how we answer some broader questions. Are we winning at life? Are we succeeding at being human beings? And how do we know that we're on the right path? Well, how we answer those broader questions is directly related to what we think of the God on the cross. When we behold the Lamb of God suffering accusation and mockery, injustice and pain, loneliness, loss, and being nailed to a cross, we can't help but ask, I think, is Jesus winning? Is this success at being a human being? Can a path that leads through such suffering and death possibly be the right path to walk? There are many in our world who say no. I recently came across a post on what used to be called Twitter that put an image of a crucifix with a thin, physically unimpressive Jesus next to three statues of the Greek gods Zeus, Aphrodite, and Apollo, with statues with rippling muscles and a strong, proud, defiant pose. And underneath each picture, there was a list of their divine qualities. The Greek gods were labeled this way: God of the sky, lightning, thunder, law and order, goddess of love, passion, pleasure, and beauty, God of healing, music, light, and knowledge, versus Jesus, who is God of loving your enemies, turning the other cheek, meekness, and poverty. And the post cynically asks this question: if we let our children choose which gods to worship, does anyone honestly think they would choose Jesus? In other words, why choose to believe and follow a God who becomes human in order to die on a cross out of love for his enemies, when you can worship gods who are strong, who fight, who seem to be so full of vitality and life and intensity and passion? Well, this post is just one of a growing number of voices in our world today who are siding with the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche's point of view that Christ and Christianity made humanity soft and weak and corrupt by teaching a way of life that turns from aggression to gentleness, from violence to peace, from revenge to forgiveness, from judgment to mercy, and from pride to humility. Now, of course, this way of comparing the Greek gods with Jesus leaves out quite a few negative things about those Greek gods, and it leaves out quite a few important things about the Christian God that make him infinitely more powerful and life-giving than the Greek gods, and that, in fact, convinced many worshipers around the world to choose Jesus over those Greek gods, or the Norse gods, or any other polytheistic gods. But Nietzsche and his modern admirers are right in this, that the life of Jesus and the death of Jesus revolutionized what the world thought was winning at life. It revolutionized what the world thought was the right path to succeed in being human. But do we really believe it? Do we really believe in the God-man who dies on the cross? Have we truly let the suffering and death of Jesus define for us what we think is the right path in life? It is easy to hold the right theological beliefs and say, of course, Nietzsche's wrong. It's easy to sing, as we did on Palm Sunday, that Jesus reigns in triumph from the tree. It's easy to believe the right things about Jesus until our life begins to look like Jesus. Then we're not so sure. Just what do we expect a life of following Jesus to look like? What do we think it will be like to walk that path with him? I think what many of us want, what I know that I found myself wanting deep down, whether we fully realize it or admit it, is a life that looks more like the American dream than it does like Jesus. And we are often willing to trust Jesus only if he makes our life fit the pattern of the American dream rather than the pattern of his own life. We will trust Jesus if we get well-paying, satisfying jobs and the spouse and the house that we wanted and successful children without major problems, a multitude of friends who are always available, healthy bodies, financial security, and a generally calm, predictable life. We will trust Jesus if he is a means of getting that dream, if our life is always hashtag blessed. But others of us are less focused on material well-being than on success in making a great impact in the world, but on our terms and according to our dreams. I've been meeting with a group of 11 other men for a retreat for the past 24 years, since the days we became friends at Covenant Seminary in the late 1990s, which I've discovered to my dismay that some are referring to as the late 20th century. One of those friends wrote a poem. One of my friends in this group wrote a poem this year reflecting on our growth from our youthful plans of grandeur into the cross-shaped paths where Jesus led us instead. He writes this: "We met in boot camp. We were new recruits in the army of the Lord. We dreamed of brass bands, parades, happy families, and koinonia. Yet the lives we imagined have dissolved before our tear-stained, incredulous eyes." End quote. There have been a couple of divorces among this group, divorces my friends did not want, and they were rejected while trying to seek healing and reconciliation. There have been betrayals and wounds from people and institutions that we trusted. There have been closed doors to jobs and opportunities, leaving some of my friends to scramble to unexpected hardship in their vocations. There have been many tears shed over raising and walking with children who face challenges and traumas that we never imagined. There have been illnesses, injuries, much therapy with counselors, and confronting patterns of sin that we could barely have described 24 years ago, let alone conquered. As my pastor-poet friend said in a recent sermon, we were naively inclined to think that our lives serving God would be, quote, a fairly straight line to glory and blessing, end quote. But our retreats that initially felt a bit like boot camp and headquarters to prepare for grand campaigns have now become more like a VA hospital, where we compare scars and work on healing from wounds and hear confession and lament. I expect that you can relate. Almost everything that we hope and plan for our lives in this world has a way of going sideways and being more difficult than we could have known. Other people fail us. They betray us. They abandon us and hurt us. The work we do is harder than we thought it would be. It's often anxious toil, contending with thorns and thistles by the sweat of our face. And unexpected tragedies just keep happening. The illness, the injury, the accident, the storm, the recession, the school or job we didn't get, the job we lost, the business that failed, the death of a loved one. And as we try to walk with Jesus and be faithful, good people in the midst of it all, we discover that we are enemies to ourselves as Jesus uncovers layer upon layer of sin and darkness in us. And that our responses to our suffering, our fear and our anger and our impulses to run to a million harmful habits instead before turning to God, all of that reveals that there is more broken in us than we ever knew. And we aren't so sure about Jesus' way of the cross after all. Is this what winning with Jesus looks like? Does all of this suffering and hardship mean that we've failed and that we are on the wrong path after all? The good news tonight is that the answer is not at all. As my friends and I have together reflected on our lives over the years, we've more and more come to realize that what we initially thought more, that we initially thought more of winning at the Christian life as achieving great outcomes that we created and controlled. But what we've learned through painful experiences piled one on top of another is that winning at life with Jesus is becoming like Jesus in the midst of suffering, as he leads us in the midst of outcomes and limitations that we can't control. There's nothing wrong with having dreams, but winning at life with Jesus means holding those dreams very loosely and surrendering those youthful dreams to pursue the long obedience of walking with Jesus when the path is much harder than we imagined and takes turns, twists and turns we could never have foreseen. When you are with Jesus, when you are taught by Jesus, when you follow Jesus in this present age, he will lead you on a path that is cruciform. That means shaped like a cross. In his book, The J-Curve, Christian author Paul Miller explains that life with Jesus is always shaped like a capital J. When you make a capital J, how do you shape it? Well, you first go down, and then you go up. This is an image of life with Jesus. It's an image of the life of Jesus and an image of our life with him and in him. Jesus goes down into suffering for us and with us all the way to death on a cross. And only then does he rise. When the Spirit of Jesus reveals sin in our life, we go down in humility and in repentance to confess and confront it. And then we seek to rise in victory over it by his grace and power. When we seek to accomplish great things in the world, we inevitably go down when we must confront failure and limits that come from living in a messed up world with messed up people and systems and institutions. When we seek to love other sinful, broken people, we go down in suffering as we draw near enough to feel and to bear with them their own suffering and their sin and misery. And when we go down, we always want to second guess the path. Could this possibly be winning, we ask? Can this possibly be the right path to walk if it's this hard? But when we behold the Lamb of God, we see that it is. There is no resurrection without the cross first. And over, Jesus leads us into the J-curve so that the pattern of our life becomes the pattern of his life, becomes the pattern of our life, dying and rising to life with him and in him. So if you find yourself at this point in your life suffering hardships that you've never imagined, and if you find yourself to be more sinful and broken than you've ever realized, that does not mean that you are on the wrong path, or that your life is a failure, or that there is no hope. True winning at life is not measured by the American dream, or by the prosperity and peace that's promised by some health and wealth gospel, or even by some more sanctified dream of great things that you hope to accomplish for God's kingdom in the world. For Jesus, success was doing his Father's will and establishing the eternal life of the kingdom of God in the hearts and lives of his people by loving the Father and loving people, including his enemies, all the way through suffering unto death. And so for us, winning at life is becoming like Jesus as we walk with Jesus on that cross-shaped path of life. And unlike all other paths in life, the way of the cross will not disappoint us. Because the paradox of the Christian faith is that on the cross, Jesus won an eternal victory for us precisely when the world, including his disciples, thought all was lost. When the Jewish leaders asked if he is the Christ, the promised Savior King, Jesus says, "I am." And he identifies himself as the Son of Man in the prophecy in Daniel chapter 7. The one who is prophesied to receive dominion over all the kingdoms of the earth. As one author writes, Jesus' cross is the throne of the new world emperor. Holy Week is a disguised coronation, a masked victory, glorification masquerading as humiliation. This is how God becomes king, the comic reversal at the center of the world. End quote. It is this great reversal. The cross is this great reversal at the center of the world because on the cross, our suffering Savior bore all of the just penalty and weight of human sin and evil. Contrary to that Twitter post, Jesus on the cross exercises infinitely greater strength and power than any Greek god ever could if they were real, let alone any mere human being. On the cross, Jesus the King reigns in triumph over sin by drinking its consequences and the full cup of God's just wrath against evil to the utter dregs. And the conquering Savior declares, "It is finished." So when we face suffering, and when we face again and again our own guilt and weakness, we know that we have a Savior who reigns over it all. True winning is walking with Jesus, the suffering and conquering King. And the path to true success is to become like Jesus by walking with him in whatever cross-shaped path we find ourselves by his abundant mercy and power. In the way of the cross, he not only leads us, but he sustains us by his life that did not end on the cross, but that burst the bonds of death to live and reign forever, and to guide and carry us to our true home, to a world made new by his death and life forever when he returns. My friend's poem did not end with just a lament about our path of suffering. Rather, it ends with the joy of our discovery that the suffering and reigning Lord Jesus has been our constant companion and guide on that path all along, helping us to go down, but also to rise again and again, sustained by his abiding presence and grace and life, and helping us win what we most deeply sought and needed, to find our home with Jesus and his people forever. The poem concludes with a vision of what Jesus offers to every one of us who will trust and walk with him on this J-curve-shaped path of life. The poem ends this way. Yet a strange turning has happened as we probed our darkness each year. Each of us is finding himself found, no longer alone in the wilderness. Tender words spoken to our hungry and scarred ears. This is the year of the Lord's favor, beauty and healing in place of ashes. A long obedience in the same direction, kicking at the darkness till it bleeds daylight. Working out our salvation in fear and trembling. We gather around the table and we feast like sons of the King. Our laughter comes from a place deeper than our bellies. Our diaphragms howl with the melodies of boundless mercy, love, connection, and repair. As bread is broken and glasses raised, our eyes are slowly opened. Our host reveals himself. He is the one who met us outside the camp. He is the one who whispered the way home. He is the one lifting our burdens one stone at a time. Were not our hearts burning within us?